Think of the last time you went to see a physician. Did they listen to you, or did they arrive at conclusions before even checking you out? Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab joins us today. Dr. Riley, a proper assessment is key, isn't it?
Absolutely. In my opinion, it is probably the most important office visit here in the clinic. Kind of a goofy analogy would be, would you bake a cake without a recipe? Or, you know, could you imagine a builder building a new home without a set of plans? I mean, it just doesn't happen. There has to be a plan. There has to be a recipe. There has to be, you know, there has to be that assessment up front that gives you the tools to, you know, to make proper recommendations to the patient. So that's why I always stress to patients that first visit, you're going to be with me probably close to 45 minutes to an hour. We're going to go through an extensive intake or, you know, consultation. And I think it's important. So many times I hear patients go to physicians or their other chiropractors, whomever it may be, and they're like, you know, I feel like they weren't listening to me. I was in the office for 15 minutes, which would blow my mind that they're a new patient. So it's important that you know, we sit down and we talk, okay? What do you do for a living? What are some of those things contributing factors? Do you, how much do you exercise? What's your activity level like? Do you have a pre-existing history of this? Have you had surgeries? Are you on medications? You know, what's your general health like? How did you get hurt? You know, all those types of things. Does it radiate? What's the quality of the pain? You know, there's a handful of questions that we obviously go through, which most physicians do. And we just want to obviously take time to, I want the patient to be comfortable here. So many times, you know, patients come in to a chiropractic office and it's the fear of unknown. And then it's also that, you know, they heard the horror story. And so I sympathize with a lot of these new patients that they're in an unfamiliar environment. They don't know what's going to happen. And so I not only think that it's important that during a consultation, I get a better understanding of what's going on with them, how it happened, all that good stuff, but that you start to build a rapport up with the patient and make them feel a little bit comfortable because, man, the unknown, it's brutal. You know, you just don't know what's going to happen. So from there, we take a detailed examination of the patient. You know, we're going to do orthopedic testing, neurological testing, range of motion, palpation. And palpation is when we're going to determine where you might have tightness or tenderness to a muscle or a joint. Then we go into which I think is one of the biggest parts of my exam is the functional movement screening, the functional movement assessment. Biomechanically, we're trying to determine where a patient may have limitations, mobility issues, stability issues, how those limitations may essentially create their problem or can maybe complicate or contribute to the problem. So, you know, I went through my initial consult, which I'm gathering information on the patient. I'm trying to make a determination of what the things they may have going on. I take them through an extensive examination, and my examination is going to rule out or confirm some of those things that I thought was going on. We're going to take them through movement assessment, seeing if they have limitations in mobility. And that means, you know, I might check internal rotation of the right hip and it's a little diminished. Okay, that makes sense. That might be a contributing factor to their low back pain, or they're very stuck or restricted in their mid back or their thoracic spine, which in turn could, you know, contribute to the low back pain. And then if needed, we're going to send them out for, you know, diagnostic testing, if it's imaging or nerve conduction, whatever it may be to make further determination or delineate or rule out types of pathology. You know, that's an exam's an art form, in my opinion. You're taking a patient, you have a handful of things called a differential diagnosis on what the problem may be. And throughout that examination, you're ruling things out. And your recipe list is getting smaller and smaller. And then ultimately, if we need imaging to confirm or to rule out things. And then at the end of that, you should have a good diagnosis. Once again, paramount. I mean, it's so important, Scott, that the patient has an understanding of what the problem is. And so that you take time to explain that they might have a herniated disc. What causes that? How would they feel from that? You know, what are some of the symptoms? And then, you know, talk about the plan. You know, this is how we're going to get you better. This is what you should expect. This is how you may feel. This is what you should experience. I need you doing X, Y, and Z on your own. I want you to modify activity and so forth. So I always joke with patients, it's, you know, it's, you got to bake a cake, you need the proper recipe. And I think that that's with that first visit, that's what we're doing with talking to the patient, examining the patient, and then determining what their problem is, and then explaining the plan to them. So let's make sure that we have a good recipe for these patients.
If you want a treatment plan designed for you, contact Tulsa Spine and Rehab and see how they can help. 918-743-3737.